Genesis chapter number 11. Genesis chapter 11, we'll read verses 4 through verse number 9 responsively this evening. Genesis chapter 11, verses 4 through verse number 9. Genesis chapter 11, verse number 4, the Bible said, "And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you for the truth that we find in its pages. And Lord, tonight, that's exactly what we need. Lord, we need the truth from your Word, Lord, to speak to our hearts. Lord, we live in unique days. Lord, we live in a day where it's important that a Christian understands what he believes. Lord, it's important that he understands, what's going on around him so he can properly respond. Lord, tonight, would you use our pastor? Would you fill him with your Holy Spirit's power as he preaches? Would you speak to our heart? Give us wisdom, give us strength and encouragement to go and do what you've called us to do. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I need your attention tonight. And I'm going to address the issues of the day tonight. I'm going to put my finger on it scripturally. I'll show you from scripture. I'll show you from history. And I'll show you what God has to say about it, how we're supposed to respond to things. And I want to help you tonight. We're not supposed to be of the world, but we are still supposed to live in this world. We're not supposed to be some kooky cult and set apart and buy 300 acres and build a compound and just build our own nation, all right? Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid if you do. but I'm not for that mess. But a church is a called out assembly. We come out from the world, come here. We learn what God says so we can go back out there and take the gospel and not be as affected by the stupidity of mankind. Here in Genesis chapter 11, we read what you would know as the Tower of Babel. Listen and let me jump right in. Many, many years after the flood, the world was all one language. I can't tell you exactly how many years. It was hundreds and hundreds of years, though. And the people got together and said, look, let's build a huge city and let's build a tower. And we'll build that tower so big that it reaches to God. And we can go up and down in that tower and we can actually be like God. And we can build us a name for ourselves. We'll be famous. Everybody will look at us, and we'll be the biggest and the greatest that there is. I love Genesis chapter 11, verse number 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. God himself left heaven and came down to look at it. Imagine what he would say if he came down to America today to look at America. Let me ask you a question. What would God see if he came to your house? Would he be pleased? God came down to see the city and the tower, and God did not like what he saw. God says they're all trying to be alike. Look at verse number 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. That doesn't mean they were in unity. That means they were all trying to copy each other and be identical. All right? Now, God realized that this was only going to lead to more evil. When man tries to be like man, we are in pretty bad shape. I mean, can you imagine the whole world like Nancy Pelosi? Yeah. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. God realized that man trying to be like other man was only going to destroy the world more quickly than was necessary. You see, everyone being the same leaves man to find sinful and evil ways to be worse than worse. We're not supposed to be like man, we're supposed to be like God. I get a little weary of churches who want to be like the world to reach the world. We're not supposed to go to the world and dress like the world, act like the world, bring the world's music into the church so we can reach the world. God said, come out from among them and be separate. Let's quit going the wrong direction to get people. Let's come here, learn what we do, go get them and bring them in here. Well, they won't like it. Well, they're not going to like what they hear when they hear the truth either. I got to keep going or I'm going to preach just there. God says that he decided then to confound the language and divide the people up by language. Now watch this. He said, I need to scatter them around the world and they'll find each other based on their language. How many of you have ever been to a foreign country before? Raise your hand. And I'm not talking about one that speaks English, all right? If you've ever been in a foreign country where they didn't speak English, that's enough to really change your life. You feel very small real fast. You're thinking, I don't even know how to say help. I learned some important words when I went to Mexico. I knew what comida was. That means food. All right. I learned what the word baño meant. That's bathroom. Amen. There are certain words. Casa, house. Amen. Certain words you needed to know. All right. God divided them by language. We would use the term divided them by race, maybe. I'm not sure that it was even by race. I do know that it was by language. Now, say why? Because God knew that everybody being the same would destroy the world more quickly. Now, fast forward to today. Some 4,000 years later. And the people of earth are almost back to where we were at the time of Genesis chapter 11, especially in America. Everybody wants to be the same. Everybody doing okay? Our earth is quickly becoming one people. You're hearing this term used a lot, globalism. They want to put a global tax out. They want global income. They want everybody around the world. They want our income to be scattered around the world to take care of people in poor countries. So that everybody has the same wages on which to live. Now, the people of earth are almost back to where we were at Babel. English is the most spoken language in the world. Over 25% of the world speaks English. Do you realize that over 80% of the business done in the world today is done in the language of English? Worldwide, not just America. You see, America has become a melting pot of all nations. By the way, I'm not against that. But let me say it very clearly right now, right here. I think that everybody here should either be or be becoming a citizen of the United States of America. Legally. Amen. We've had a constitution in place to take care of it. Let's follow what our laws already say. Our government is breaking the law by not sticking to immigration laws.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay? don't tear America apart because you come here to make money and destroy us. You left where you were to come here to make money. Why do you want to turn our country into what you came from? And I'm not afraid to say this. I don't think we ought to support any pro sport right now. If they can't kneel for the national anthem, let them leave the country and go play for some other country and make the money that they're making here. I kind of like what Mike Ditka said, but I can't say it in the pulpit, but I'll amen it. He told them to leave. He used a few other adjectives that I will not use. I have no problem with that. Say, why won't you watch sports, preacher? Because I'll probably jerk somebody's head off. I refuse to watch it on television. I'm not going to spend money on it and go to a game. When they're not kneeling for America, it's time to quit being unpatriotic and going and watching them and supporting them. Now, we're about to the point where we need to get back to Babel in our world. It's interesting. One of the most popular language speaking programs in the world right now, they call it Babel. Every time I hear it, I go back to Genesis chapter 11. Bink! Oh, you can learn to speak French. Comment allez-vous? Très bien. All these other, you can learn to speak German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. You can learn all these things on a program called Babel. Now listen, I'm going to make some statements that are going to be very strong. Liberalism is trying to make everyone the same. Liberalism is trying to make everyone the same. Liberalism is the mentality of Babel. Now, I'm going to show you what I mean. Maybe it's time again for God to come down and inspect the nations. Oh, he will. It's called the rapture. Glory to God. Then you're going to see everybody in Babel again under the Antichrist. One nation, one economy, just like they wanted in Babel. And liberalism will usher it in. Let me jump right in. Number one, the people is one. Verse number 6. Bible says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. This does not mean unity. Listen to me very carefully. There is a difference between unity and unification. Unity means we all agree that the King James Bible is the Word of God. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean everybody here reads it the same amount. Everybody believes salvation's by grace through faith, correct? Amen. That's unity. Not everybody takes the gospel out and gives it to every creature in the same proportion. Unification means this: you have to do exactly what I do, and you have to do exactly what I do, and you do, and everybody in the room has to do exactly what I do. That is unification. That is liberal saying, not fair for someone who's not working to not have money. Let's take from those who do work and who have wealth, give it to those who do not work, and let's all make the same amount of money. That is unification. By the way, you'll never find a communist country or a socialist country that's wealthy. They're all poor. Liberals want unification, not unity. By the way, that's why they don't want you to be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman. That's why they want women to dress like men and men to dress like women. That's why it should. There's no difference in the race or in the genders today. And that's why people are confused. The liberals are promoting that. It's not an alternative lifestyle. It is so that there is no difference between anybody. Everybody doing all right? Now, this is where you're going to get mad at me. Communism, socialism are the people who we would call unification people. Did you know that everything that the liberals in our government today are proposing are communistic and socialistic? That's what Antifa is. Antifa is liberalism, not conservatism. No matter what the media tells you, Antifa is pro-communism. It is pro-anarchy. It is pro-socialism. It is pro-liberalism. And the underlying current to draw people in is liberalism. Antifa is exactly what Babel was all about. Antifa is for Nazism, fascism. Hang on. Babel was a place that was communistic because government was playing God. Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in our Congress and Senate want to play God. The Supreme Court voted recently that it's okay for the casinos to stay open, but we need to shut the churches in Nevada. That's government playing God, and it's dangerous. America is near civil war uncivilly. I never could figure out why they called it a civil war when it's very uncivil. And this civil war is over wanting unification. Now listen to me. People who feel that their ancestors were wronged now want to be the wrongdoers to other people. That's why we want to get rid of all the historical signs and all of our history, wipe it away. We want to get rid of oppression, and they want to be the oppressors. Why else do you get rid of the history? Isn't the purpose of history of learning from what was done right and what was done wrong? Repeat the right, don't repeat the wrong. Just because something wrong happened, by the way, I'm not for slavery. But by the way, most of it didn't happen the way you've learned it in school.
That's right.
Less than 2% of the people in the South owned slaves. 2%. Do the math. When the government gave land away, 40 acres and a mule, they couldn't give the land away and the mule away to the slaves. They wanted to stay and work on the plantations because they were employees, they were cared for. It wasn't like what Hollywood has presented, and it's not like what liberalism has tried to change everything to be. I'm not telling you that people weren't treated wrongly, but there are people treated wrongly today of every color, race, and creed. Now listen to me. It's the same song, just a different verse. The Civil War was not started over slavery. It was states' rights versus federal rights. When the Confederate troops fired on Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina, state armies fired on a federal military fort. President Lincoln had a choice. Do I uphold my oath of office and defend the property of the United States of America, or do I let them do it and I'm guilty of treason and I'm out of office? He had no choice but to fire back on the state forces in Charleston and declare war. But it was about states' rights versus federal rights. Sound like today? President makes a statement, and then 50 different governors make 50 different decisions. And by the way, no governor in the states of America have the ability to make a law on their own.
That's right.
Governor can tell you to wear a mask, but he can't enforce it. because he can't make law. And according to the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, he can't shut a church down either, even in a time of disease and national emergency. Look it up. Read the Second Amendment as it was written. Everybody doing okay? Hang on. We are now seeing another civil war brew, because you have Governor Hogan in the People's Republic of Maryland. Sorry. And Governor Knothead down in Virginia, Northam, who's a baby killer who believes in post-birth abortions. If a baby is born and it lived through an abortion process, he said you have the right to kill it after it's born. And if it's born and it wasn't what you wanted, because of that, you can abort it as well after birth. He's a murderer. Now listen to me. So you got Hoagie Head up here, and you got Knothead down here. Now listen to this very carefully here. They have no right to declare law, but what they want to do is say, we don't agree with the president, so we're going to do what we want. States' rights are more powerful than federal rights. Wrong. There's to be a balance of power. By the way, that's why the South went back to the Articles of Confederation. South lost the war because they didn't realize for the first 13 years of our nation, that was our Constitution, and it didn't work. Articles of Confederation, that's why they were called the Confederate States. They went after the Articles of Confederation. What would have happened had the Confederate States won and the North lost? We would have been communistic 200 years ago, or 150 years ago. It doesn't work. 2 Chronicles 7:14 still in the book. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. It's not let one government tell another government what to do. If I don't agree with the president, I'm going to do what I want. State of California, state of New York, state of Maryland, state of Virginia. Our only hope is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Number two, so the people is one. Number two, nothing will be restrained from them. Look at verse number six. Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Anyone protesting for any reason who breaks the law ought to be punished. I don't care if you're protesting an abortion clinic. If you break the law, you ought to be arrested. Amen. Did you hear that? I'm against abortion. I'm against killing babies. Yes, sir. But if you break the law, you break the law. If you're doing 95 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, you need to get a ticket for it like anybody else because you're breaking the law. Well, I'm not a bad guy. Doesn't matter who you are or what you are. I don't care if you're the Pope. Get a ticket. Doesn't matter. Burning buildings down because you don't agree with something, you ought to be in jail. Amen. For a very long time.
That's right.
Destruction of property, including destroying police cars, destroying police stations, and destroying statues that are public, put up by public money, those people ought to be in jail and rot there for an awfully long time.
Yeah.
Say why? I don't care what the cause was. It's breaking the law.
Right.
Hey, how about we come to your house and do that to your house?
Right.
You'll be upset. By the way, it was your money that got burnt up in those police stations.
Yeah.
It was your money in those statues that were destroyed. That's all done by tax money.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay? People who commit violence on other people ought to go to jail.
Yes.
You have no right shooting guns on the streets at anybody.
That's right.
Unless it is personal protection, By the way, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Isn't it amazing? The very people that told you you don't need a gun because you have the police to defend you are now the ones saying let's defund the police. They didn't give up their guns. People who shoot guns and kill people for their cause ought to go to jail and ought to die by a lethal injection, hanging by the neck. They ought to die by the bullet or whatever the state law says. Say, so you believe in hanging? I do. You believe in firing squad? I do. Now, I don't believe in the electric chair. I believe in the electric couch. Let's put them on there three at a time and save energy. Amen? Let's go green. What was that, Brother Mike? Yes, sir. Use the same amount of electricity, it just follows the chain. Amen? I believe in our right to voice our disagreement. But when your voicing of disagreement turns into breaking the law, you go to jail and forfeit your right for your voice to be heard. It shouldn't be put on the news every hour of the day in newspapers and show it off so more people show up to do it. By the way, this goes for politicians too.
Amen.
They break the law, they ought to go to jail.
Amen.
Some of them ought to be put under the jail. I think it's true with liberal judges that do the same thing.
Amen.
I think the United States media all ought to be in jail.
Amen.
For the most part. If you got up in court and lied as much as they do, you'd go to jail for perjury. These people are making a living off of it. I think Jerry Nadler ought to go to jail for what he did to President Trump about Russia.
Amen.
And Bob Mueller.
Yep.
And a few others.
Bunch
in the FBI.
Yep.
Who's the jerkweed that got fired first? Big tall. Comey, yeah, that's it. Comet breath. Lying and destroying somebody's reputation is called slander.
Yes, sir.
And these reprobates are guilty of slander. Breaking the law deserves punishment no matter who you are and no matter what you are.
Amen.
It amazes me how rioters have little to no limitations, but having church is dangerous to people's health. We can't open a church, but you can go protest. I didn't see anybody out there with thermometers testing their temperatures.
Nope.
Anybody doing okay? Yeah. Look how many of them run around with no mask on.
Yep.
The only time they had a mask on is because they were choking from smoke. From the burning buildings and stuff. People need told no in America and let them suffer the punishment.
Amen.
If you want to disobey, guess what? Pay the price.
Yes. Okay.
Pay the price. Now, so, by the way, I think Hollywood needs to be restrained.
Amen.
I think people who have influence and power need to learn to restrain themselves, and I think there's a bunch of pussyfooting, ear-tickling, back-scratching, little sissy-britches preachers who ought to get up and preach. They need to get their wife's underwear off and put real man's underwear on and go out there and preach.
Amen.
I have no problem saying that. Hey, thank God. There's a black preacher in New York got up on the street corner preaching to these rioters, and they wanted to take him to jail for disturbing the peace. That's wicked as a stinking devil. Hey, if the black preachers don't stand up, what chance do these black kids have of getting the truth?
Amen.
I don't care what color they are. If the brown preachers don't get up and tell the truth, if the white ones don't get up, and they're a bunch of sissy liberals themselves. I don't care what the color is. It's about time we get some men of God to tell the truth.
Yes,
number next. Now watch this. Now, nothing was restrained from them, watch this, that they have imagined to do. That's your LBTGQ alphabet soup crowd. That's the ones that don't know which bathroom to use. I promise you, you walk into Grace Baptist Church, you'll find out real fast if you're in the wrong one.
Amen.
That's why those signs are on the door. One preacher asked me, what'd you do that for, preacher? I said, I didn't want my women shooting some guy that thought he was a woman coming into the woman's bathroom. He said, really? I said, mm-hmm. I can give you the list. And I said, I know ain't no woman walking into the men's room and walking out alive. I promise you that. It's going to get ugly, and I'm not talking just about her. Genesis chapter 6, look at verse number 5. Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Have you ever looked at what some of the television shows are in America today? I looked online. I don't watch a lot of it. They have a show out called Lucifer. Oh, that's real good, isn't it? All the shows about sodomy are unbelievable. I wouldn't even mention them in public. Witchcraft. Harry Potter is of the devil. I'm not afraid to say it. Well, it's just a story. No, it's not. It's witchcraft and it's Satanism and it's evil. Look at Genesis chapter 8. Look at verse number 21. The Bible says, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Guess what? Nothing new under the sun. We could go to Psalm 140, verse number 2. We won't go there. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 20. We won't go there. Turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse number 25. I'm going to start reading verses 25 through 27. Acts chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand in thy counsel determined before to be done. Verse number 29, Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness that we may speak thy word. Can I tell you something? We are supposed to speak with boldness the word of Christ, not evil imaginations. I'm not that old. I'm getting there. But may I say something? 40 years ago, you would have never used the words sex, sodomite, in other words, in the pulpit. If those words were ever used, you were considered a very crude preacher. Our children learn it from kindergarten in the public schools now. There are 5-year-olds that know more about the birds and the bees than most kids that graduated from high school that got married before World War II broke out knew. Everybody doing all right? The average newspaper or articles, advertisements, and billboards are worse than Playboy was 50 years ago. And pray tell me, what makes running around in your underwear because it's colored a different color and there's sand and water makes it right? Fellas, you wouldn't let your daughter run down the street naked in her nothing but her underwear. Why would we go to a public place and let them jump in water dressed like that around everybody else? Doesn't make any sense. Look at the vile and filth of Hollywood today. The evil imagination, some of the horror shows that are just filthy. You know, they have TV shows about people surviving naked in the wilderness. If you watch that stuff, something's wrong with your Christianity. Well, it's got stuff whited out, not enough for the imagination of man's heart and eyes. Look at what you see and read on Facebook. Does it pass Philippians 4:8? Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That means turn the stupid news off. If you believe the news, you need help. Oh, Joe Biden is ahead in the polls. When I was growing up, the word polls meant Polack. You grew up in part of Ohio, I did. Your name was either E or Ski, all right? Nicolini or Nicolinski, all right? You had the Dagos and you had the Polacks where I grew up. That you talk, he's beyond an empty suit. They said Hillary Clinton was ahead too. Look what happened. Well, I'm really worried. I'm not really worried. I think America, I just flew to Georgia and back and drove all over Georgia. I've driven all over this area. You don't see many Biden signs, but boy, do I see a lot of Trump signs. I just talked to a man in Georgia this week. He's been in 21 states in the last 2 weeks. Travels for an insurance company doing stuff. He said, you know, I've seen one Biden sign in 21 states. I said, did you tear it down? He said, no, somebody else beat me to it. Liberal, look at the liberals and the rioters and how evil they think and what they think to try to hurt America. Look at the nastiness of what these liberals talk about. How vile. Hey, can I tell you something? How about if President Trump talked as nasty about them as they do about him? Now, look at the evil crimes people think of. Go to Chicago right now and look how many kids are getting shot on the streets. And yet a couple in St. Louis, when somebody broke down the gates of their community and broke down the gates on their home, that the mayor wants to charge them criminally for standing outside on their lawn, guarding their property with guns. Well, first of all, the guy standing there with a gun was a lawyer. Go ahead, attack him. Ha, 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 ha. Second of all, the federal attorney general stepped in on that one and squelched it real quick. Now, the part that you've all been waiting for. What's behind this? I'm going to use a name. I'm going to use a movement. I'm going to mention some things. I'm going to read something word from this person. There's a man out there named Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is from what he calls the Nation of Islam. It is the black Muslim movement in America. He has sided up with Antifa. I read to you from his own words. Right there. You can print them off anytime you want. It's a speech he made, Message to Black Men America, 1965. I'm going to read what he says. If you ever, I dealt with these yard birds when I was in South Carolina. They called me a slave master because we put kids on buses and took them to church. And our buses were slave ships. I said, what are you smoking? I said, what am I making them do? Oh, you're forcing them on that bus and bribing them and you're reprogramming their brain. I said, yeah, I'm taking them from the pit of hell and showing them what heaven's all about. Amen. If you call that being a slave master, have at it, dude. You're corrupt. This is what he says. I will read to it word to word. I've given you the title of what it was. You can look it up yourself. What the Muslims want. He has 10 points here. I'm sorry. He has he has 10 points. Number one, we want freedom. We want full and complete freedom. Point number two, we want justice. No justice, no peace. Equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of the creed or class or color. No problem with that. Number three, we want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best in civilization today. He's cloaked that with, I want every black person to make as much as every white person, doesn't matter whether they deserve it or not. And you'll see that in a minute. Number four is where things start really getting ugly. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own. Sound like Seattle to you? Either on this continent or elsewhere, we believe that our former slave masters are obliged or obligated to provide such land and that the area must be fertile, minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Number one, that means this. He believes every black person is a descendant of a slave, and that's a lie out of hell.
Yes, it is. Amen.
He went on to say this. Since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality. I didn't say that. He said it. After giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contributions to this land and suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation in state or in a state or territory of our own. Number five. Now, hold on. We want freedom for all believers of Islam now held in federal prisons. We want freedom from all black men and women now under death sentence in innumerable prisons in the North as well as in the South. We want every black man and woman to have the freedom to accept or reject being separated from the slave master's children and establish a land of their own. In other words, any black person in jail ought to be released, no matter the crime. That's it. We know the above plan for the solution of black and white conflict is best and only answer to the problem between the two peoples. Who's the racist here? Number six. Again, 1965. Number six, we want an immediate end to police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negroes throughout the United States. We believe that the federal government should intercede to see that black men and women tried in white courts receive justice in accordance with the laws of the land or allow us to build a new nation for ourselves dedicated for justice, freedom, and liberty. Police brutality. Number seven, as long as we are not allowed to establish a state or territory of our own, we demand not only equal justice under the laws of the United States, but equal employment and equal employment opportunities now. We do not believe that after 400 years of free or nearly free labor, sweat and blood, which has helped America become rich and powerful, so many thousands of black people should have to subsist on relief or charity and live in poor houses. Number eight, we want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. He goes into number nine. He wants separate schooling for these people up to the age 16 for boys and 18 for girls. Number 10, we believe that intermarriage and race mixing should be prohibited. We want the religion of Islam taught without hindrance or suppression. That was 1965. Sound familiar today? We believe in one God whose proper name is Allah. We believe in the Holy Quran is the scriptures of all the prophets of God. We believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe that it has been tampered with and must be reinterpreted so that mankind will not be snared by the falsehoods that have been added to it. We believe in Allah's prophets and the scriptures they brought to the people. Number five, are you ready? I didn't write it, he did. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, not physical resurrection, but mental. We believe that the so-called Negroes are the most in need of mental resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first. He just called black people stupid. I didn't, he did. Furthermore, we believe we are a people of God's choice, meaning Allah, as it has been written that God, Allah, would choose the rejected and the despised. We can find no other persons fitting this description in these last days more than the so-called Negroes in America. We believe in the resurrection of righteous, of the righteous. I'm going to skip down to the end here for time's sake. We do not believe that America will ever be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed in addition to the 20 million black people as well. Tell that to President Trump. Lastly, we believe that Allah, God, appeared in the person of Master W. Fard Muhammad, July 1930, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of Muslims. We believe further and lastly that Allah is God, and besides him there is no God, and he will bring about a universal government of peace wherein we can all live in peace together. What you see in America today was given point for point in 1965. I didn't write it. I didn't say it. I wasn't even alive. I will say this unashamedly. I don't care what a person's color is.
Amen. That's right.
A person has no color to their soul or their spirit.
That's right.
Am I a dark white man? Depends what time of summer, I guess. I don't know. I don't give a flip what color somebody's skin is. That has no bearing. We don't choose that.
That's right. Amen.
That has no bearing on what we are as a person.
Right.
That is not what America is all about. By the way, Antichrist is behind all of this. Antichrist, I believe, allowed COVID to be released to find out if America had enough salt in Christianity. We found out that the churches fizzled out in fear, standing in the pulpits proclaiming truth. I am not saying that COVID is not a real virus, but I will tell you this, your government and your media is trying to cover up that the president is exactly right about hydroxychloroquine or whatever you call that. We've had doctors from Africa at the White House this week, and the media is shutting them up and not allowing it to be published. One doctor alone had over 3,500 patients cured with it with no deaths. 5 cents a pill. She said, I'm tired of seeing Americans die when they don't have to. I'm coming to America to try to help.
Amen.
There was a team of doctors from all over the world begging the president to let them show Congress what the true proof is, and Nancy Pelosi won't listen.
Right.
Well, it's a malarial drug. Right. It also, listen to me, this is the neat part of it. It not only cures it, but it prevents it. It does both. Say, what is that? Antichrist, setting up for a one world system. Let me read you 2 Timothy chapter 3, or 2 Timothy chapter 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Kind of like evolution. Kind of like climate change. Fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. If you went to chapter 3, just back a little bit, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Boy, is that sick. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. God didn't make Adam and Steve. Truce breakers, false accusers, United States media, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Can I tell you something? Antichrist is getting ready to establish his kingdom. It will not happen before Jesus comes back. Do not worry about the mark of the beast. Don't worry about, oh, Bill Gates and his microchip. Will I have to take it? No. That will be mandated under a global government system. It's not going to happen before then. But the more and more you see of this, look at the propagandizing of America right now. Everywhere you go, you got to stand on this mark. I stand off those marks just to make people mad. I refuse to stand on one of those things. I'm smarter than that. Isn't it amazing they had all those printed before all this happened? How did those things hit the floor the first week? You don't just mass produce those throughout a nation that quick, and they're all the same. You see commercials on television. Wash your hands, wear your mask, stay 6 feet away. Let's all keep everybody healthy. Sound like Mr. Rogers. Won't you be mine? How come they don't do that during flu season?
Amen.
I'm just being honest with everybody. Well, you're protecting everybody else. Please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not obligated to keep you from getting sick.
Amen.
We're all sinners. We're all going to get sick and we're all going to die. Whether you die of COVID or the flu, pneumonia, or you get hit by a car. I hate to disappoint you. How come they're not making cars stay 6 feet away? It would be healthier. Believe me, it would. Y'all see the ridiculousness of it? We were flying back from Atlanta. And my rebellious wife. You have to have the mask over your nose and over your face. Well, she's pretty claustrophobic, and that just about drives her nuts. So I wore mine down below my nose because I couldn't see if my glasses were steaming up. I said, nuts to this, man. I got work to get done. Well, little Twinkle Toes steward came back. He never touched the floor. He was pretty light on his feet. He comes back and it's got to be over your nose. My wife said, woo. He got the eyeball. He came back and he said it 3 or 4 times and she just sat there. He finally stands right in front of our seats and says, "You've got to put it over your nose." And she said, "I'll have a panic attack." He said, "It's a policy." I said, "Back off." He said, "It's a policy. I'll take this plane right back to the terminal." Well, he wanted to be on the news so he could show off that he's a twink. I told my wife, I said, "Put it over your nose till we get in the air. Watch this." Took off. Magically, it fell down below her nose. Within 7 minutes, "We're going to come through the cabin and give you ice water and a snack. You can pull your mask off. And as long as you have that, but we need you to put it back on as soon as you're done." So everybody's sitting there. Boop. My wife said, "Did you want water?" I said, "No, but I'm going to get one so that you have two glasses of water so that you can keep your mask off the whole time." She said, "Thanks." Every person on that plane had their mask off. Now, pray tell me what the difference was.
Amen.
That really made a whole lot of sense. Now, rebelliously, she obeyed. Kinda. She put it over her nose, but then she went like this. I was watching her. She'd turn her head going, "Mm." Told you, she's a bulldog. Cute one, but she's a bulldog. Can I tell you something? This world is ridiculous. Oh, wear a mask. It's your job to protect everybody. If you love somebody, wear a mask. I said this recently. When I grew up, if you wore a mask, nobody trusted you. Did you know it's illegal to carry a firearm and wear a mask and walk into a bank? Now what do you do? Somebody sent me something this week. Brother Carl, I think I sent it to you. It was hilarious. They said, "Well, you need to wear a mask." And they said, "Do you carry a weapon?" "Oh, no." "Well, why don't you carry a weapon?" "Well, I don't believe in it." "Well, if you want me to wear a mask to protect you, I want you to carry a gun to protect me." Oh. Guess what? They're propagandizing people to think that's what the norm should be. I hate to tell you, it's not normal. Should kids go back to school? They shouldn't have been out of school. America is the only nation in the world trying to keep their children out of school for this. The only nation in the world. Liberalism has to panic the people to lead them. You can't lead people astray. You can't lead wise people astray. You can only lead fools and simple people. Look at the sheep. That's what they are. You see, a wise person can see that and say, "That's not truth. I'm not following that." So they have to keep everybody panicked that, "Oh, you might get sick." Skin for skin, yea, a man will give all that he hath for his life. Job. So what's behind it? Antichrist? Yes. What's behind it? Antifa? Yes. And Antifa has joined with Louis Farrakhan, and together you're seeing the riots in the streets. 1965, he told us what he was going to do. He waited over 55 years to do it. Took him that long to get that many people to be able to go with him, but he got it. I'm not telling you my opinion. I read you the words. Look them up yourself. But I also showed you what God said. By the way, it's going to get worse and worse. That's why we ought to be in church, learn all we can, get as strong as we can, so we can survive out there. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I went a little over, but that's all right. You can give more in the offering next week. Let's not live in fear. Let's not live under the fear of the CDC, the AMA, the WHO. How about we live by the word of God? How about we realize God said this is what was going to happen? could say, "Preacher, somewhere in that sermon, something I needed tonight. Would you raise your hand?" God bless you. Many, many hands. You may put them down. In a moment, we'll just give a quick invitation. If you need to use this altar tonight, you come. Maybe you want to pray for your nation, you come. If you've been saved, never baptized, we'll care for it. If you've been saved and baptized, like to join our church, we'd love to have you. You come.